So just to begin tonight, the Meretz Hashem in Siman Kuf Chof Ches, the halachos concerning Chodesh Elul and the Yomim Noraim. So the Kitz writes the following: B'Chodesh Elul ad Achar Yom Kippurim Himei Yemei Ratzon. From Chodesh Elul until the end of Yom Kippur, these are days of Yemei Ratzon, days of divine compassion. Va'af ki b'chal Hashana Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekabel Tshuva Min Hashavim Elav B'Leiv Shalom. And even though throughout the year, Kodesh Baruch Hu always accepts Tshuva. Tshuva is done with sincerity, as we learned in Shari Tshuva this morning. Even small acts of Tshuva Kodesh Baruch Hu accepts, as long as it's done with a sincere heart. So even though the whole year is ripe for Tshuva, Mikol Mokom Yomim Elu Mufcharim Yoser Umizumarim the Tshuva Liyosim Yemei Rachamim V'Ratzon. But nevertheless, these days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur are specifically misugal, specifically set aside and ripe for tshuva. Why? Ki b'Rosh Chodesh Elul ala Moshe al Har Sinai lekabel luchos shnios v'nishtah Hashem arba'im yom. Listen to this. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second set of luchos. So just to give you the entire timeline, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Vav Sivan to get the first set of luchos. He's there 40 days, 40 nights, comes back down on the 17th of Tammuz. 17th of Tammuz, he breaks the second set of luchos. First set of luchos. Then ultimately goes back up again after supplicating for 40 days, goes back up again on Rosh Chodesh Elul, remains another 40 days and 40 nights, and comes back on the 10th of Tishrei. So because of that, writes the Kitzer, these days, he says the following, Umin az, Hukdishu yamim elu liyamei ratzion. And therefore, again, since that event, these days have been set aside as days of divine compassion and good divine will. Meaning, what do these days represent, essentially? They represent forgiveness. Because the second luchos are the greatest manifestation of God's ability to forgive. Here we went ahead and committed a terrible relationship trespass in the form of the Chet HaEgel, the golden calf, and yet the Ribono Shel Olam forgave us. So from that moment of historical forgiveness, these days became set aside as days of tshuva and forgiveness. He says, "Umin az hukdushu yamim elu limei ratzon v'yom asiri b'tishrei liyom kippurim." And interesting enough, according to the Kitzer, he's quoting others, that Yom Kippur's identity as Yom Kippur, as Dev Slicha B'Chapara, was really forged by the fact that that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu descended back down with the second set of luchos. That second set of luchos, that second set of tablets, the ultimate physical manifestation of divine forgiveness. And from that historical event, thousands of years ago, these days were solidified as days of Slicha V'Chapara. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Omer, Rav Chosh Baruch Lezako, says, Yisrael Lefichach, Her Balam, Tumis, Oshneh, Ma'ad, Nechvetz, Ma'ad, Tidko, Yagdot, Ravi Adir.